right, that's right. Y'all know who it is, man. What it is, this second date update. Right here on Streets 94.5. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Yeah, this is Rashad.
Rashad, what's up, homie?
Hey, me and my girl, we tripping lately, man. She been tripping at me a lot lately because her friend and her fell out. But me and her friend was cool. Well, she started talking to her friend because they fell out. So she think we should fell out. And I don't think that's right. So lately, she been answering my calls. She been ducking with Texas, all type of crazy stuff.
So here's a question, though. What caused them to fall out?
I don't even know, man. They even get in detail. I know she told me one day that her friend girl, Kayla, got into an argument, and she ain't messing with her no more, so.
You know, sir, see, that's half the problem. You don't even know why she's not a friend no more.
No, man. All she wanted to do is just stop talking to her because they stopped talking. Like, she didn't even know
details. I get that part, but what if for some reason she said the girl stole money from her or something?
She stole money from me?
Wow. Hey, tell me this. So, have you ever kicked it with her friend?
Me and her friend, you on a dating tip? No, we just was friends, man, from school.
Okay, school, that's great and all that. But you're a grown man now, right? And your girl grown, right?
Right.
Are y'all building something? Or y'all just calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend? Or y'all really
building something?
Okay, well, then you need to let that friend go for a minute. Because at the end of the day, if that friend ain't putting food on your table, that friend ain't keeping your lights on, that friend could hold up for a minute. Get home right first.
Yeah, but they won't tell me what's going on. I don't think I should be trapped in the middle of that. And why should I leave my friend alone because her and her fell out?
I see. We need to call her and figure out what's really going on. What's her name?
Her name is Michelle.
Listen, we're going to get Michelle on the line. You don't say nothing until we cue you in, okay, bro?
Gotcha.
All right. Yeah, he definitely is not making the wise decision. If your girl don't fell out with the
come
friend.
Come on, why are you still talking to her? That
just,
ain't even, yeah, come
just
on.
Yeah, fall back. What's the benefit?
Now, they went to school together. If all of us went to school together, and it ain't no justified reason, you know how hard friends are to come by.
Well, guess what? We still could be friends, but right now, why? Let me get my love life in order.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Michelle, please?
This is C. Who is this?
Hey, Michelle. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Michelle.
Hey.
Hey, listen, this is the Streets Morning Takeover, Young Jock, More Quick and Shouter. And this is our second date update segment. And you're actually the topic of discussion, Michelle.
Okay.
So you been on a date lately?
No, I haven't been on a date. I am talking to somebody. Well, I'm not even talking to him right now. He's pissed me off.
Okay, well, we talking about the same
thing. So who pissed you off, Michelle, if you don't mind us asking?
Rashad. I guess he's trying to act confused on why we're not talking, but he knows why. He knows why.
So you just up and literally stop answering his phone calls because at least this is what he said, because he's talking to a friend of yours that you're no longer friends with, right?
Correct. How do you all know all of this?
We know all this because he called us up here and filled us in, man, and just told us that, you know, he wants his lady back, but he's just trying to figure out why y'all ain't on speaking terms. We want to hear from you what the friend did to where y'all ain't friends no more.
Yes.
Wow. Well, first off, let me give him a hand clap for the effort he's put into even getting in touch with me, because I have been declining all calls. I've not been responding to any messages, leaving him on read. I had a friend named Kayla. They went to school together. I've known Kayla for some years now, since I've been out here in the Atlanta area. Well, me and her fell out. And we fell out because it was brought up to me that she was talking about me behind my back. I confronted her, and, you know, she got the stuttering and everything, so I knew it was true. So we fell out about that. Rashad, for whatever reason, feels like him and her are supposed to still be cool just because they went to school together and class reunions and blah, 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 all of that. BS, I don't have time for it. If you're going to be with me, you need to be with me. You need to be loyal. You know, how would you feel if you were to get robbed and I'm cooling with the person who robbed you? You know, it's just a situation like that. So,
well, you know what?
That's what I was trying to say.
We ain't going
to
get into all the what ifs and the scenarios and all that, because he on the phone.
Hi, Rashad.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, like you can't answer my calls.
Like I said, you already know why. And now you done put this whole little situation together, got me on the air with the radio people.
Yeah, because it's not right, though. She my friend. I knew her first. Why would me and you break up? I ain't got no friend.
Damn.
Why does she need to be your friend? What is she doing? Is she benefiting you? Like, what is it that you just need to keep the relationship with her? Are y'all f***ing alone? What's going on?
No, she know my family.
She know yo fat, Rashad. Rashad.
Where y'all from, Grizzly?
Hold on. Slide to the back, shorty. I got to talk to Rashad for a second.
Pick one. Which one you want to do?
Now, I have a question before you give him an ultimatum, honey, if you don't mind. me asking your man this. Rashad, do you intend on marrying this woman, or are you guys just hanging out?
I want to marry Michelle.
Okay, so if you're taking a woman into your covet, do you understand that it's supposed to be you two against the world?
I understand that. I do. I guess, I mean, she's kind of disappointed, but still, though, I mean, that's not fair to put me in the middle of what they got going on.
You're going to hang with who you want to hang with.
Is this woman supporting you? Is she financing your life? Do you need her?
I take care of myself, but it's not about the two of her taking care of me. It's just the fact that she's my friend. I'm loyal to both of them. Kayla never told me that she said something about her. She never said anything. She don't have nothing against Michelle.
I didn't have to tell you what the issue was. I let you know that we fell out and we are no longer friends. And in this situation, we're never going to be friends again.
I'm going to get out of it and I'm going to leave it on y'all. I just want to know, will y'all be, you know what I'm saying, returning to the us moment in life? Will y'all be back together or no?
I hope so. I hope so.
He hopes so. What about you, sweetheart?
It's probably a no, though, because I need you to be loyal to me and me only.
Well, that is A-Town. She said it's a no-go. She ain't with him jumping back and forth like she on a pogo. All right. Call us up, 404-352-0945. Let's talk about the second date update, man. She said he's got to be loyalty before royalty, baby. Keep it locked, Streets 94.5.